You're such an asshole.
Way off in the distance, Cappy could see that today I might finish off asshole consulting and be caught up. And I have mowed my yard. And I will have my errands ran. I can actually forgive myself for taking an evening off. But that doesn't mean the work ever ends at Asshole Consulting, where if you got questions, Cappy's got answers. As long as you got money, assholeconsulting.com. Today, brought to you by this book, The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI of the Pursuit of Women. All right, let's get to it because I got to go to a meeting. Yay. Aaron, I hope I find you well. I hope you do too. My background is Hong Kong Chinese, a certain age with a certain number of kids. You provided enough detailed information. I don't want to have you identified, so we'll keep you anonymous. You work somewhere in Australia, and your wife takes care of the kids. You came to Australia to study a worthless degree, accounting, and became a skilled migrant in accountant. Well, that's not a worthless degree. Accounting is a great degree. I would get your CPA or whatever the Australian equivalent is. Being discriminated for the last 10 to 15 years, I was never able to find decent work. No. The Western nations are lining up to suck foreign dick. I don't believe it. You probably just didn't have your CPA. I don't believe that. I don't. You have misdiagnosed your problem. I'm not saying that bad things didn't happen. I just don't see it. Right? Western nations are loving foreigners more than they love their own people. Maybe in that particular area of Australia, things were different. I just do not see it. I was never able to find decent work, so I finally ended up in a place working an interesting job. Okay. I don't want to identify it because that's a really cool job. It's very interesting. Discrimination was a blessing. All right, we'll go with it. I started a side hustle in 2014, working in finance, let's just say. In 2016, I left my employer and became my own boss. So you struck out on your own in this financial endeavor. Most new startups die off because they couldn't find sufficient clients. However, my original job, the one that's the cool one, became my client base. I managed to originate my original employer's staff's. In other words, your original job was a target-rich environment for clients. And so you helped out coworkers. You probably helped out some clients that came in. And so that it was symbiotic. Your daytime gig helped with your entrepreneurial gig. So they worked on each other, helped each other out. So that's good. My finance business, I'm making around $100,000, and my daytime job is about $60,000. I've accumulated 3 properties, my house in the main town, and 2 rental properties, with a total of $1.2 million in debt. But as you know, debts against properties are good debts. Generally speaking, yes. I mean, they're as good as it can get, I guess. Because we're paying back with depreciated dollar and bank valuations appraisals for the 3 properties is $2.6 million, 0 consumer debts. There you go. Good man. Good man. Currently, the lockdown has shut down my job, my daytime job. So I have no job and no network. This is the downside. The upside is the disease has opened the door to online interviews. So people can now interview customers online. I managed to interview clients from interstate, such as Tasmania. Still not sufficient. I would prefer to have my original platform back. All right. So you're not making as much money digitally online as you would have analog in person. See, your daytime job is really cool. And that is an environment where you're going to find interesting people. So I think they're more fertile grounds to like have people say, yeah, let's do that. In 2019, the Hong Kong protests against communist China has made the West open doors to Hong Kongers. The British government has provided a pathway for Hong Kongers to up. Is that what they're called? Hong Kongers, not Hong Kongites, to upgrade to the United K citizenship. The 5+1 BNO visa for those have British national overseas, formerly Hong Kong residents. My question to you is this. Should I relocate to the United Kingdom and pretty much reset? I'm also hoping that the reset will drive me to figure out another side hustle, maybe like you working as a YouTuber. No, you, here's, man, you cannot discount luck, okay? I was lucky. I got lucky that I really like swing dancing and traditional American jazz and 1940s, 50s style fashion, and that swing dancing became very popular. That was timing. I got lucky that I was born the year I was, because if I was born 20 years earlier, I would have not made any money on the internet. Now, there would have been other opportunities along the way, but you can't think, oh, I'm going to repeat it. You got lucky. And it was a blessing in disguise. You got discriminated against. You couldn't make it in accounting. And so you went into a very interesting field. And that happened to jive well with your entrepreneurial adventure in finance. What guarantee do you have that those two things are going to hit, like lightning's going to strike twice in the same area? And you're not doing bad. You not only have significant equity in your properties, but I presume the cash flows are covering your mortgage, and with inflatable dollars, and you got a family, so they got roots. And the United Kingdom, they're no freer than Australia. I mean, they too hate their native people, of which, by the way, you'd be one of them. It's not like, hey, look, Hong Kong, like, F you. We're going to tax you anyway. No, you can't go out. Don't say these things. Otherwise, you go to jail. Boy, this is always happening. Always happening. People calling in the middle of stuff. I'm hoping the reset will drive me to figure out another side hustle. Well, that's fine when you're single and you don't got kids. You got kids. You got responsibilities now. They come first. Maybe like you work as a YouTuber. No, no, I'm not saying don't work as a YouTuber. Go work. You don't have to try that now. What do you have to be in the United Kingdom to do that for? Try being a YouTuber now. Don't wait. And then if that pays for whatever ungodly reason, okay, then you can move to the United Kingdom because you have a migratable source of income. But I wouldn't give up a job where you're roughly making 160 on a good year, maybe 80 on a bad year, with a stable real estate portfolio. What the hell is that? Oh, man, hopefully that's not picking up. Reason behind this are upgraded British citizenship, but we have to live there for 6 years and better education for my kids. No, 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 no. UK education might be slightly better ranked than Australian education, but it's not. You could get a perfectly good quality education in Australia just as you can in the United Kingdom. It's up to you to make sure your kids get good grades and major in the right subject. That's like magic dirt. Well, if I arbitrarily cross this line in between Mexico and the United States, my life is better. It's like, no, you have five illegitimate kids. Your life is going to suck just as much in the United States as it does over in Mexico. Your kids are going to be just as educated in the United Kingdom as Australia. And your kids are toddlers or boys, they're young boys. There are so many worries about relocation, such as where do I go in the UK? What area is good? Will the UK split up after the Brexit? Have you been to the United Kingdom? Go to the air idea. Go to the United Kingdom first. See if you even want to be there. Wow. There's a lot of fog and clouds and rain. Oh, look, the sun. You may hate it, but no, you're not leaving. No. The plan is to remote work my current business in Australia from the United Kingdom and go totally online. Then maybe copy the same strategy, finding work in a similar industry for your daytime job to network and become a UK version of your finance company. Relocation also means I have to give up the place I work and possibly sell one property so I can buy a UK property, but then no one can predict which market is going to perform better. The gains are 4 UK passports, access to Europe, and maybe better education for my kids. I know you don't agree, but I do want them to go to STEM. Oh, what? There's not engineers in Australia? Hey, look, Australia, they actually celebrate the trades. the tradesmen actually are celebrated over there. If you got boys, there's nothing wrong with it. No, you have two little boys. You are doing just fine in Australia. I'm not saying don't go to United Kingdom and scope it out. And maybe when the boys are off on a college or trade school or whatever, then maybe you and the missus could go. And it's not that far away. No, you are not jumping blindly into a country that you've never visited. And frankly, from all my research online and on the internet, and going back, there's not that much of a difference. Australia just has nicer weather. They're both tyrants and dictatorial. The United Kingdom, I say, is a little bit worse than Australia. I mean, they're throwing people in jail and you could get arrested for saying things now. So I'd be very wary of the United Kingdom. You know, ask Adam Piggott. He's been in Europe. He's been on Australia. Ask him. But no, if you were a single guy, say, yeah, go ahead. No, you got a wife and two kids. No, you stay in Australia. Any super chats? No super chats. All right. See you guys. You can. All right. Anyway, get the following books. Curse of the High IQ. Bachelor Pad Economics. How Not to Become a Millennial. Let's see you guys later. Toodles.